Gopal, small child of Yashoda Devi, so small. All the gopis and gops, milkmen and milkwomen, they complain to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, you should be very careful about your son. Why? Your son is very naughty. Naughty? No. My son is very good. You see, when we sleep in the night and we keep lamp lighted so that no thief can enter. But your son, Kanhaiya, with other cowherd boys, the midnight, entered into our house and blowing by the wind of the mouth, extinguished the lamp and stole all these yogurt and butter, etc. What is this? If you desires anything, we can give. Why is stealing? Then Nanda Maharaj was very much astounded. Kanhaiya, you have done this? No, father. What you say, papa? Daddy? I have not done this. They are speaking lie. Mother Yashoda, Kanhaiya, you had been to the houses of the milkmen and milkwomen to steal? No, they are speaking lie. They are telling lie. Actually, Krishna was speaking truth. Because all the milkwomen, they are preparing everything for the service of Krishna. Yogurt, sweets, etc., butter, everything. But when they approach Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, we want to feed your child. Please send him, feed your child with you. No, I have got 10,000 cows. I am Nanda Maharaj. Why my son will go to other houses to eat? No. Yashoda Mata also refused. Then Krishna is Bhakata Vatsal, always subdued by the devotion of the pure devotion of the devotee. How to fulfill that desire? Krishna himself went to Papa, I want to take the food prepared by such and such gopi's house. Can I go? Oh, you have become greedy. You have got everything here. I can't allow you to go. How to fulfill the desire? So I am to become a thief to fulfill their desire. They are speaking, they are telling lie. They have prepared everything for me. And I have gone there as thief to fulfill their desire.